to the streets of San Francisco, where over 1,000 protesters joined protests around the country yesterday as part of a nationwide call to close the camps targeting the detention facilities where recent migrants have been held by Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection officials. Here's a report from Clara Ingersoll.
Close the camps! Close the camps!
Protesters rallied outside of Senator Dianne Feinstein's office, calling on their lawmakers to close what they call Trump's inhumane Border Patrol facilities.
Feinstein, do your job!
People reacted to reports about unacceptable conditions.
People are suffering. They're sleeping on concrete. They're sleeping on floors. They're filthy. They're not allowed to shower. They're not given food and nutrients. People are there with babies.
Right now, I'm seeing the United States turn into something horrible.
I'm holding a sign of a child, Felipe Alonso Gomez, who died on Christmas Eve 2018 at age 8. It's the same age as my son. My son was holding the sign. He didn't receive proper medical care.
This is a crime against humanity, and we need to stop this now.
Denying any human being the decent accommodations like soap, enough water, taking showers, keeping children separated from their parents, and the trauma that this is causing so many people is absolutely despicable.
Many at the protest were comparing the detention centers to modern-day concentration camps during the Holocaust. Like Steve Rapport, his mother is a Holocaust survivor who watched as her own father was murdered by Nazi officers in a Polish concentration camp, who, while playing a game of soccer, kicked him down and around like a ball.
We were shoved to the side and made to be spectators to the macabre game amid hysterical crying and screaming. My mother drew me to her and forcibly covered my eyes while I struggled and screamed. I saw glimpses of vicious kicks. I saw my father's eyes run out. I saw blood melting the snow. I never saw my father again.
Rapport also posed a hard-hitting question to the crowd at the rally.
Who honestly, who here doubts that given an opportunity and maybe a few beers, some of these 9,500 CBP officials in the obnoxious Facebook group wouldn't kick a detainee or two to death? Who doubts that? Anyone?
Protesters then marched to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office, calling on her staff to meet with them and hear their demands to close detention facilities. They also denounced Democrats' acquiescence in passing a bill that continues funding detention facilities. They called for humanitarian aid instead. Reporting for KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Clara Ingersoll.